Welcome to the Automated Daily, Top News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI, bringing you the most significant news stories from around the globe. Today is April 22, 2024, and we have a lot to cover, from major geopolitical shifts to crucial climate change insights and developments in healthcare. Starting with a significant development in the Middle East, Major General Aharon Haliva, the head of Israeli military intelligence, has resigned. This decision follows the failure to anticipate a severe attack by Hamas on October 7th, which tragically resulted in 1,200 deaths and about 250 hostages. This incident has sparked a broader conflict, leading to over 34,000 casualties in Gaza, predominantly women and children, and has severely undermined the Israeli public's trust in their military leadership. Amidst ongoing tensions, this resignation could pave the way for further high-level departures within the Israeli defense establishment. In climate news, Friederike Otto, a prominent climate scientist, has issued a stark reminder of the urgent need to prioritize climate action. Otto, from the Grantham Institute of Climate Change, has highlighted the devastating impact of climate change on global weather patterns, including intense floods and droughts across Africa and unusual heavy rainfall in Dubai. She emphasizes the critical need to shift from fossil fuels to renewable energy to mitigate these effects and prepare nations, particularly India, for the increasing challenges of extreme heat. Turning to healthcare, Associate Professor Anoush Yazdani, a specialist in reproductive endocrinology and infertility, is making strides in improving women's health. With the launch of the Charlie Health app, he aims to reduce the diagnosis time for conditions like endometriosis and provide accessible healthcare solutions, especially in rural areas. His work underscores the significant gender disparities in medical treatment and diagnosis, advocating for more equitable healthcare practices. In labor news, the Australian Council of Trade Unions is taking a strong stance on the conflict in Gaza, calling for sanctions against Israel and increased humanitarian aid for Gaza and the West Bank. They are advocating for a peaceful resolution through diplomatic efforts and emphasize the importance of recognizing Palestine as a sovereign state. In a distressing local update, a man has died after being shot by police near Gladstone, Queensland. The circumstances surrounding the shooting are under investigation, and this incident has led to the closure of a section of the Bruce Highway. This event raises questions about law enforcement practices and public safety. Lastly, the Australian government is considering financial relief for students burdened by unpaid university placements. This initiative aims to alleviate the financial pressures on students and ensure they can complete their education without undue hardship. Additionally, Queensland is set to receive $7 million in funding for early warning systems to enhance disaster resilience in flood-prone areas. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily. Thank you for tuning in. We hope today's insights have provided you with a clearer understanding of the current global landscape. Join us again tomorrow for more updates and in-depth analysis of the world's top news stories.